This is PrayerTeam.tv, a ministry of intercession for culture's influencers.
Amen, everybody. Come on, just tell the Lord how good He is. We love You, Jesus. Lord, there's nobody like You. There is no one like You. God, I willingly surrender everything in my life, God, for You, because You have shown up time and time again. You are not dead. You are alive. You're alive. Lord, I pray, Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord, everybody here, God, that they would just be overblown, overwhelmed by the Spirit of God, by Your love, by Your power, by Your presence, by the anointing of God. Holy Spirit, we love You. Jesus, come on. More and more and more and more. Come on, just take another moment. God, we just press in. God, we declare that we're here for You. God, we're ready. We're saying yes and amen to everything that's on Your heart. Everything. Everything, whatever that is, God, we want what You want. We trust You. Holy Spirit, just burn in our hearts right now, God. Change our lives more and more, God. Take over. We just say no to everything that the devil would have for us, and we don't have to take it anymore. We don't have to take it. We have authority. We're seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. The Bible says that we're the head, we're not the tail, we're above, not beneath. We love You, God. We love You, Jesus. Every time we meet together like this, we pray. We pray for influencers. It's really a ministry of Revival X. God has put people on my heart, people that we contend in intercession for. And every week it's different. Sometimes, you know, we're praying for Taylor Swift, or we're praying for President Biden or the Pope or Miley Cyrus or Tom Cruise. We're praying for people, believing that God can absolutely move in their lives. And with the millions of people that they influence, that's a lot of people that could potentially come into the kingdom. I love looking at culture and looking at society. And it's easy for me to look at somebody that's not yet a believer, but I can see the calling on their lives. I can see it. I can see, for example, somebody that is gathering people around them, and they've just got that evangelist thing going on. I can see people that are just maybe a social justice warrior, and they got this prophet thing on them. And it's easy for me to see somebody that has an apostolic calling on their lives, and they build and they develop and they bring order out of disorder. And this is somebody that absolutely does that. We're gonna pray this morning for Gordon Ramsay. And I've got to tell you, I don't know what it is. Whenever I see him in action and, you know, restaurant nightmares or whatever his shows are, I don't know why, but I often cry. There's a couple of shows that I cry, and that's one of them. And Little House on the Prairie is the other one. Those two. And I'll freely admit that that's just, I have a tender heart. Quit laughing. And but I can see God absolutely transforming Gordon Ramsay's life in such an incredibly great way, to where he moves from restaurant nightmares to maybe church nightmares, where he starts bringing order to disorder apostolically, right, in the church. I can see that. It's so easy for me to see that. And we need people like that. We need people like that, people that are humble yet bold and know how to do that. But we're gonna pray for him. We're gonna pray that God just moves in his heart, moves in his life. We're gonna pray blessing in life, and we're gonna believe, we're gonna expect great things to happen. All right, so let's do it together. Let's go. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray. We pray, God, for Gordon Ramsay. We love the fact, God, that You brought him to the earth here in this hour. Lord, he's not here by mistake. He's not here, God, just to build a restaurant empire. He's not here just to be a TV, a celebrity, a media celebrity. God, he is somebody that you have a divine purpose for. And I'm asking God that you would, in a great and glorious way, invade his life, invade his heart, transform him, God, in the best of ways. Lord, I pray in Jesus' name, God, that there would be people out there, God, that one after another, suddenly they would start speaking to him about your goodness, speaking to him about your love. I pray, God, they would start testifying to him, God, about what you've done in their lives. Holy Spirit, I pray that you would move in his heart, God, show up in his life. Lord, maybe there's a dream or an encounter or a vision or something that happens that drives him to his knees, God, tears coming out of his eyes as he surrenders everything to you. Lord, I'm excited about his calling. Lord, I believe the latter years of his life can be way more powerful than the former. I pray you would do this, you would touch his heart, change his life. Only you now know what he's going through. Only you know the struggles. Meet him right there, God. I pray that we would hear of a mighty visitation of the Spirit of God in his life. As we always say, heaven would not be the same without Gordon Ramsay. We thank you, God. We bless you. And everybody that is praying on fire for Gordon Ramsay, shouted, amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for listening to prayerteam.tv. Pray for influencers and connect with this ministry of revival at prayerteam.tv.